Hello and welcome to the Black Women Working Podcast. Shan, how you doing?
I'm all right, girl. How are you?
I'm okay. I went on public transport four times in a row last week and I've got a cold, as you can hear. I don't know, does my voice, people say when you're sick and your voice is huskier,
Sexy.
it's sexy. So I'm hoping I'm giving sexy voice today.
You're always sexy. You're our sultry podcast voice
Do you think so?
of us all. Look at you blushing.
Yeah, so
It's been a minute.
we took a minute. We're still leaving here with something that is the theme, but we're just in the background getting some things worked up for you guys. One thing I did want to shout out before we jump into what we're talking about today is the co-working day that we are having on the 28th of March. It is going to be an amazing day for Black women to come together, work together, and after we finish work, have a drink together. So
Right.
please go onto our Instagram. All the links to the event are there, and we would love to see you. And on top of that, it's free 99. So even if you can only come for a bit, or come after work, or come over lunch, we're more than happy to have you. So yeah,
Yeah,
make
and
sure
I
you check
think
that out.
the main question is, people think it's a thing. Treat this as your usual working day. So there's no need to worry about, oh, I've got meetings or I've got work to do. Grab a
It's
desk,
work.
grab your laptop, grab a snack. And then if you happen to get a break and a chat in between, perfect. But it's a usual working day,
Yeah.
just in perfect sisterhood and vibes.
Yeah, it's about having a safe environment for us to
And
work
based on
together.
today's conversation, we know
Oh
safe
my
environments
God.
are important.
Extremely, extremely, extremely important. Okay, so Diane Abbott, Auntie Di, as some of us affectionately call her, she was elected in 1987 and she has been a member of parliament ever since. So that is what, 30, this May probably 37 years. That is a long time. A long, long, long
Respectfully,
time.
she is a 70-year-old woman.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
absolutely.
she's Auntie Di. Like she's
Yeah.
worked for the Labour
Yeah.
Party for all of her life. She's the longest standing Black MP, first Black female MP of the
Oh
UK.
yeah. Let
And
me put respect on
she's
it. Yep.
of age. Respect. Let's respect our people here.
Yeah. So I don't even, it's a difficult one because we have our let's talk about it, and we need to talk about things that are happening, but in the same time, it can be psychologically draining to talk about these type of things as
Girl,
Black women, especially when
you messaged me about, I think it was maybe day two or day three, and was
yeah.
like, we need to talk about it. And
And you were
when you
like, I
messaged
know.
me, yeah, I was like, I know, I deliberately have not messaged you because one, we're exhausted as it is. Like, you
Exhausted.
know, we out here trying to work on our own ish.
Yeah.
And then two, literally, for a very
Oh.
long time, I haven't felt this way, but I was just like, I'm tired. Like, what am I supposed to say to this? But let's just talk about what this is.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you the facts. This is what happened. Frank Hester, he owns a health tech company which is used by the NHS, by the way. Apparently, he's worth 415 million pounds. So he's very, very wealthy. And his wife was a GP, or is a GP. I don't, can't remember if she still practices. He's a Tory donor, Frank Hester. And he has been a Tory donor for a very long time. And he's donated £10 million to the Conservatives this
He's
last past
the
year.
largest donor.
Is
So
he?
he, yeah,
I
I think
didn't know
that's what they're
that.
saying. He's one of the, or at least one of. So we're
He's
not talking,
definitely one of, yeah.
this is a sizable donation.
Yeah. £10 million. £10 million, right? Okay, cool. That is a lot of money. Now, he apparently in private, because I don't know where he made these comments, and I don't want it, whether it's private or public, is disgusting. So I don't really want to get into that. But this is the quote. I got the full quote from the Al Jazeera website. It's like trying not to be racist, but you see Diane Abbott on the TV and you're just like, I hate, you just want to hate all Black women because she's there. And I don't hate all Black women at all, but I think she should be shot. Pause. What the actual hell? What the actual hell? First of all,
What upsets you, babe?
why are you so angry?
Just seeing her. just seeing her. Not, we're not talking about anything she
Because what
said.
she said, because what she does, she's just on TV. She's literally just on. All my man has said she's on. You see Diana Abbott on TV. What are you
Right
talking about?
now, right now, you're barely
Bro.
seeing O'Hara because the seeing O'Hara from her because the whip has been removed. Like, she's actually under punishment right now.
I don't even know. I think I don't know if he made these comments recently. I think he may have made them like in the
I think
lead
there
up
was,
to when it was a few years ago. But it
yeah.
doesn't matter. Even if she's on, sorry, even if she's on TV every single day, or she's on TV one day a year or for 10, it doesn't matter. And then it's like, you just want to hate all black women because she's there. Why? And I
Why?
don't hate all black women at all. Lie. Because that's a lie. And I think that she should be shot. Okay. Can I just say, yeah, to say that someone should be shot is a disgusting thing to say. It's absolutely, absolutely disgusting. Someone should be physically assaulted with a weapon, shot. And when they say shot like that, they mean killed.
Dead.
So you
Yeah.
want her dead? What do you want her dead for? What's wrong with you? And even if people were to turn around and say, "Oh, he didn't mean it," or this or that, it's like, but the
He didn't
gravity of
mean
the
it.
words that you're using. You know, people might say, oh, you know, people say, oh, that person should be shot. They don't physically mean that. That
They
actually
apply
means.
these things to the people who have the mo who have like committed the most malice crimes and sins in
Yeah.
society.
Yeah. Like she should be in
Yeah.
a shooting range, basically. Like she's an animal. It's crazy.
Can't.
So,
Yeah, the story
so
goes on. Go on before we get
just to get the
into it.
facts out, because we got to get the facts out. According to The Guardian. According to The Guardian, apparently through his company TPP, he said that Frank Hester accepts that he was rude. He was rude about Diana Abbott in a private meeting several years ago, but his criticism had nothing to do with her gender nor the color of her skin.
Okay.
So why does he say it makes me want to hate all black women if his comment was nothing to do with her sex
Slighting.
or her skin? Yeah. And then he said, and this is what tickled me. He said he abhorred racism, not least because he experienced it as a child of Irish immigrants in the 1970s.
Some of my friends are black.
I just thought to myself,
Talking about
so,
you, talking about that diverse Conservative Party, they're your
like,
friends.
it's, you know, it just blows my mind. It's like that comment about him abhorring racism and being the immigrant, because you know, no dogs, no blacks, no Irish,
Yeah.
right? But to me, so that's even more reason why you shouldn't be saying these things. But even as someone who has suffered racism, you still think it's okay to be disgusting about a black woman. But that's why we say be in BAME. That's why we had to have that episode because for things like this. But anyway, we move on. So I just want to take a pause because I feel like as a black professional woman, as a black woman, period, you know. You say these type of these things happen in the media, but they don't happen in a silo or in a Twilight universe. They still have an impact on me, because what's the difference between me and Diana Abbott? What's the difference between you and Diana Abbott? Someone just trying to do their job and then suffering racism. And I think that
Also, the thing is,
go
it's in
on.
private meeting, and I think what
That's
disheartens
wild to
me,
me.
what disheartens me the most, like, to some end, I prefer explicit, disgusting
Oh,
racism to my
100%.
face, because every day, all I heard when I see this is, we can't ignore the underrepresentation of black women in the workspace and particularly in leadership. So every day that I show up in leadership, every day that I show up in excellence to do my job well, sometimes more qualified than you, whether that's on paper or in experience, I tailor the way I speak, I tailor my tone, I tailor my hair, I tailor my dress, everything to show up to somebody, to the leadership, the white pale male style leadership that is still going to hate me and want me shot. And don't
And do you
say he
know
said it to
what?
Diane, because when you say something of one, you're saying it of all. I don't business.
This is the thing. And you know what makes it even worse is because it's in private, there's no accountability. And we always have this thing, and it's something I wanted to talk about this year in line with our theme about it's not about the conversations that are being had to you, it's about the conversations that are being have had about you when you're outside of the room. And if This is obviously, someone has obviously leaked a recording or leaked this information. I don't have the
Always,
detail.
always years later. Why? Why years later? Why didn't you leak it the same day, the same week that he said it, if you cared so
Hello.
flipping much?
Hello. And the thing about it is there's no accountability because the conservatives have not said that they're going to give the donation back. So they're still very much aligned with him. So, apparently Rishi Sunak, and we could talk about that later, has said that, these alleged comments were terrible, but Frank Hester has apologized, and so his remorse should be accepted, but we'll talk about that later. But the problem is that how many other conversations like these are going on in private, and we have no power. And this is why I really loved Dr. Scholler's quote that was in the Daily Express. It said, "The reality here is that is playing out in the political arena is symptomatic and reflective of British society." And this is what I keep saying to everyone. It's like people want to do these like long acknowledgements of how racism society is, but as soon as we get into a workplace, they feel like it's like people go through an invisible like detox or
Parallel
prison,
universe
parallel
is
universe, and all of that those discriminations just drop off of them and are just removed, and then as they walk back into society, it's just re-injected. Like, it's not how it works. And I think, she said that there are Frank Hesters in our workplace, Frank in every industry that Black people work in, and Black women know this. If we walk by Frank Hesters on the high street, Frank Hester is nothing new, and she's absolutely right. And to me, that's what made me really want to speak about it, because I know we do a lot of talk about it, and we will talk about Taraji not being paid. We'll talk about what, Coco's going through, Coco Gauff was going through. The reason we have to do these things is because these things happen to us in our workplace. It's just not on a public scale because we're not athletes, or we're not politicians, or we're not entertainers. We're still suffering these discriminations, but it's just on a micro individual level in relation to ourselves and as a community as Black British women. So it does get worse. And so it gets worse.
I don't know what version of worse this is. Go on.
So then obviously House
Not
of
only are
Commons.
white men attacking us, go on.
Okay. So then House of Commons, Diana Abbott stood 46 times to talk about this. They had a Prime Minister's question time. It was discussed in the House. Diana Abbott, you stand up to say, yeah, I want to talk, in the same way if you was in school, you put your hand up. She stood up 46 times. Everyone's acknowledged it's over 40 times, but 46 times to speak on this matter. And the speaker who runs the questions, who allows different MPs to speak to the Prime Minister,
It's the ultimate decision, is what they
intentionally,
keep saying.
is that makes the ultimate decision about who speaks, intentionally passed over Diana Abbott, and then said, oh, we've run out of time for Prime
How did you
Minister.
even start the discussion without her?
But this is the problem with
You should have
racism.
it opened the discussion with her. It was about her. Because for all we know, she may not have wanted to say anything. For all we know, she might have said, "Do you know what? I don't care. Let's just get on with it." Like, you don't even know how she feels in this moment. Well, we do. We do. But my point is, you never let her speak. You
Not
spoke
once,
about
not
her.
once.
You
And
spoke
this is
about
what
her
keeps
in her
happening.
presence.
This is what keeps happening to Black women. It's like this idea that we know what racism is, even though we don't suffer it. And we can adjudge what racism is. We can adjudicate on what it is. And you don't have to, even though you're the victim, and this was very specifically about you, someone that doesn't even know you. Yeah. Can you imagine? You still can't speak. And this is again another issue because when people I hear of experiences and we're trying to brainstorm, like, how do you get through this? Like, what do I do at work? It's like we have to then go and find an ally, a sponsor, someone else to advocate for us. And then we have to go and convince them that what's happened to us is racist. We can't just express racism for ourselves based on our own lived
It's
experience.
hard enough to find your voice. We, like you just said, we speak on this podcast, and part of our existence is about giving our fellow Black women the language to use, to challenge, to stand up, to advocate. And it's hard enough for us to muster up the courage and the spirit within ourselves to do that just on our own individually. The fact that she had the energy to be in
She
that
was
room,
willing
to
and
she
she
went
was
to work.
willing.
She still went to work
Oh my God.
after the event.
She
And
didn't take
then
a
the
day
fact that
off.
She had the energy to stand up 46 times as if she wasn't tired enough from the whole experience, as if she wasn't tired enough from hearing people speak about her. She still tried to speak. It's giving, were you silent or were you silenced?
You know what people forget? Diana Abbott's a mother. That's somebody's mum. Imagine someone saying they want your mum to be shot. Can you imagine that?
She's not a
Like,
person, is she?
she's
We're
not
not
black. What? But
people.
why are we not human? I don't get why we're not human. So anyway, it then, and then on top of that, you have Rishi Sunak saying, "Oh, as far as the Conservatives are concerned, you know, these alleged comments. I don't know how they're alleged if my man acknowledged that he made the comments and apologized for said comments, and then tried to justify, you know, I can't be racist. I suffered racism, whatever." To add insult to injury, you then have Akua Kant, who I'd never really heard of before. I think I'd seen her here and there, but I don't really play that right wing pandering black women game. That's just not me. That's just not what I'm about. That's my choice. I'm not here to criticize the overall political leanings. But what really hurt me is that she tried to say that she felt that the comments that Frank Hester were made were justified because of Diane's, you know, behavior. And that
Behavior.
was really disturbing to me. And she said, "I, as a black woman, know that if I do something, I could be seen as representative of black people. So I'm well aware I have to look into how I behave."
What behavior is she referring
Sorry,
to?
I said the wrong name. It's Nana Akua. That was her name, Nana Akua. I couldn't, I was
What
shocked.
behavior is she referring to?
It doesn't matter.
Oh,
It
no.
doesn't matter. But what really bugged me is they got another black woman to sit on this panel, and then there was a white woman on GB News effectively saying, "But you know, that is racism. The idea that you, as a black woman, because you don't want to just participate in other people disparaging black people, you are on your P's and Q's every single day of your life because you know that if you do something, other black women can be blamed." Like, that in and of itself is a symptom of racism. But what I thought was really disappointing, and I know that we talk about sisterhood in the workplace and people have had very different experiences of it, but what really kind of hurt me about what she said was that you try to justify those really horrific comments. I want to know, I like you said, what behavior, but you know, saying someone should be shot is vile. I don't think Diana Abbott has ever done anything that's ever justified her
It's,
being
I feel
shot. I
so,
don't know
do you
what.
know what? I'll extend one piece of grace. I feel sorry for her because she is a woman who thinks she's safe in these spaces
Which
because
is
she considers
sad.
herself shoulder to shoulder, ally to ally with these people, not believing that she's the one who could also be shot at any given moment.
It's really sad. It's really sad. And so like I said, I don't care about her political leanings because not everyone's going to think the same as me, not going to think the same as you. But at the end of the day, I just felt like, why is it when something happens to us, when we suffer horrific racism, why is it our behavior is always brought into account? You know,
Because
it should never.
there's over surveillance over everything we do. Our behavior counts as anything minutia, right up to extreme accounts of being the aggressive, angry black woman,
It's very sad.
which is usually a reaction to something else anyway, not just an innate part of our being.
And for me, it just kind of reiterated that not only are we at risk of violence, because remember, two MPs have actually been killed, right?
Yep.
We've had two MPs who in recent times have actually
Female.
been murdered, female, right? So the idea that saying she should be shot is just a random
Or women, I
comment,
should say, sorry.
you know, but saying that she should be shot is just a random comment with no impact is just not true. But for another black woman to say, "Well, you know, if I behave like Diane Abbott behaved, I would expect someone to say something like that about me," is just really sad. It's just really, 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 really sad. So.
I think the sadness also lies in the fact that the arena in which this has happened is it's in the hands and the mouths of the people who run this country, the people who are responsible for every area of our lives. And it's one thing to take up take up a grievance with your own workplace. But when this workplace
Is the world.
literally, right? Like, I don't want to be pessimistic, and I don't, but what chance do we actually stand?
Yeah.
What chance
You
do
know,
we stand when the boss, the PM,
the
and
system.
not stand up and do the right thing immediately. Immediately.
And you know what's interesting again is that, like, that person is from an ethnic minority as well.
Oh, please. My chest.
No,
I
but
can't.
yeah, but that is an important thing for us to really, that's an important thing for us to really unpack as well, because what it does in a sense is it reinforces the divisions between us, which is again because we're living in an institutionally racist society, because he still has his social cues that he needs to follow as well, and causes he cannot align himself to because of the party that he's chosen and the country that he's in. So that in and of itself is kind of, people might be angry, but I'm kind of saddened by it. I'm saddened. I'm actually really saddened by it. I mean, there's so much. There is so much to unpack, but I think that what I would like to talk about really is, one, just to thank everyone who has been vocal about this on social media, people specifically on LinkedIn. Like, a lot of the first information I got about this was from LinkedIn, and people have been very clear and very, well, on my LinkedIn page that I follow based on the people that I engage with, have been very clear and transparent about how unacceptable this is,
And
which is an improvement.
we saw people show up and show out
Exactly, on
on
Friday, yeah, over the
Friday night,
weekend.
the Friday night before the week was over, and stood
I
shoulder to shoulder with Diane.
yeah, so in a way, like, if there's any saving grace that comes out of this, is that people are more prepared to take action. But I think that what is really important is the site is how we kind of protect our own psychological safety. And I think that, and everyone's going to laugh at me, I think every time that something like this happens, every black woman should get a free paid day off. I think we should.
Not
Because why do I want to go to work? Like,
why do why
why do I want to go to work when this is
why
happening? Why do I want to be around people when this is happening? Someone that can express these views, what appears to, any provocation is not a justification for this view, but completely unprovoked, just going about and casually, someone who runs a major company in this country, who employs hundreds of people,
health at that, you know,
health at
health.
that, NHS, this is how he thinks, and this is how he feels. That's wild
It's,
to me.
I wish we could get to the answer of what it means to be psychologically safe, because it's such an intangible concept,
Yeah.
and we've been grappling with this for at least the last 4 years. But I
6
mean,
years.
podcasts have been going for
Yeah.
5, but on the back of the 2020 Black Lives Matter, when we were talking about what does activism look like in the workplace, we've discussed the fact that, like, it's so easy to make reasonable adjustments for people based on their ability or disability or age or whatever in the workplace. But when we talk about the psychological safety of Black women is so implicit. Like, and this channels from literally, quite literally, like, first of all, being a woman, our safety in society generally, like, the older I get, the more I'm like, am I even safe walking from the station to my door, which is a 5-minute walk? And I'm like, I can't channel these thoughts because God knows I will stay in my yard. So then, literally, just the moment I step over the threshold of my doorstep outside in this world, I have to think, am I physically safe anyway? Then I am going into predominantly white spaces, and there's two sides to it. So the one side is like, you never know, you actually never know who
Never
hates
know.
you, who wants you shot, who is going to be an enemy of your progress, who isn't going to listen to you in the boardroom, who isn't going to judge your performance management fairly, who isn't going to progress you in the workplace so you stay there.
Or if you do
And
make a mistake, over punish you, because that is a big thing as well.
that part too. So that's one side. Or then you've got the other side of the allyship, like, bless, they want to give support, but also it's tiring to be looked at as the victim. And how sad is that for you? How are you feeling if
And
they
how
even hear
self-serving that can be.
conversation, right? Like, and I've still got to do my job. And
And I've got to do my job better than everyone else.
it's near, I can't say this because I have to live, but
Yeah.
some days it feels near impossible to exist.
Exactly. 100%. 100%. And I just, and it's like, people don't understand this. People, they just don't. People just don't understand it. And it's on two levels, because sometimes black women feel this way, they can't articulate it. They just can't articulate it. They can't process it, because I feel like for a lot of my younger years, I wasn't able to process this exact feeling. So all it just manifested itself in was like anxiety and sadness. And I hate my job, I hate my job. When really, I don't hate my job. What I hate is the system I have to maneuver in, and the fact that someone who does 5% maneuvering, I have to do 25% maneuvering, because I'm always justifying my existence in this place.
That's exactly what I feel like. I don't hate my job. And like, aside from, not that we can ignore it, but aside from the society that we exist in, I don't hate white people. Like, I don't exist to hate people. So, but not now, like today, but the context in which we live means everybody gets a side eye before you get a pass.
Everybody gets a side eye.
And that's
And
not
can
it
you
by
imagine,
nature.
can you imagine living like that? You can't just take things at face value.
Girl, I there's just no example being set. And that's what's soul destroying about this week's events. Like, it's one thing for things to, not to play dumb. It's one thing for things to go wrong. It's one thing to have a maverick in your camp who doesn't know how to behave, who doesn't have social values, blah, blah, blah. But then when you cannot look to leadership and see these matters are rectified,
This is the thing, because there's no, because imagine if there's black women that work in that company. Imagine if there's black women that work in that company.
they should all quit. No, they got
But
bills to
quit.
pay.
Yeah, but it's exactly, this is the thing. This is the thing. You say, oh, we should all quit. Yeah, I believe it. And time like quit, go where? In this
Exactly.
in and out recession that we're in, you can't do it. I just think that I just really want to, I just really feel like I'm very much, I'm in a twilight zone of life. Like, it's just like, this cannot be real. This literally cannot be the life that I'm living. And I'm expected, while all of this is happening, to just function completely normally, like everything's okay. Like, no one in my workplace has been like, oh my goodness, I saw the comments, I hope you're okay. Because they don't have the bandwidth to do it. They don't have the emotional intelligence to do it.
Nope.
They just don't,
They don't hold the mirror
they
up.
just don't have like the common sense to even think about it. Because they probably see these comments and you don't even know where their mind is on the spectrum. You don't know where they are in terms of whether they think it was okay or not.
And then for people like Nana, they don't know where we are. Maybe we agree, maybe we think it's okay. Because the
Could you
stupid
imagine?
commentary that even comes from, I don't even mark her as part of our community, but that comes as part of our community.
It's the same people who be like, oh, why do I need to go to a Black History Month celebration? Or why do I need to? I'm just like everybody else. I don't have a chip on my shoulder. And it's sad that people have to feel that way,
To get
in
by.
my view, to get by. And I
Yeah.
get why they feel that way, because it's like, well, I don't want to participate in something that makes me feel like, because of the color of my skin, I need a hand up or a
Yeah.
hand out.
Yeah.
So it's not like I can't even say I don't get it. But when something like this happens, the
Keep
idea
your
that
mouth
a
shut.
black
Just
woman,
keep your
yeah,
dirty, stinking mouth
mouth
shut.
shut. Like, how can you be blamed for that? Like, how, what? Yeah. Anyway, but yeah. My only thing to the listeners is, like, in times like this, do what you need to do to be psychologically safe. And just, what he said, as far as I'm concerned, he said to all of us, because he did talk about all of us.
Yeah.
He did talk about, and I don't hate black
He
people,
said
I think
he
it's
like
good.
it's not
He
no,
said it.
this is not us inferring. This is not personal emotion. He said it makes you want to hate all black women.
That is wild.
He said that.
That is
It is
wild.
about all of us.
That is so wild. That is so wild. Yeah, it's just a. It just makes you. It just makes you just so less trusting of people. Because I was in Costco with my Tesco with my mum, and this guy wanted to put his basket in front of us, because he was only getting a little bit, and he'd left his basket there, which was fine. And my mum was trying to rearrange his things, and I like pulled her back, and I was like, "Mum,
Don't
you
touch
know,
his stuff.
don't touch his stuff." She thought I was mad, but I was like, "We don't know him. We don't know these people. Like, we can't just." Like basic decency for us as black women, the body we're in, we can't risk it. And that's
Yeah.
sad.
Yeah.
And my mum was like, "Why do you think this way?" And I was like, "Mum, because this is the life that, you know, this is the life that I'm living. This is how I've grown up." And people keep saying these things about post-racial society and things are getting better. And I genuinely believe things are actually getting worse. Things are actually getting worse. However, like, we're black women working, we cannot end like an episode like this, like it's all doom and gloom. We can't do that, because at the end of the day, like you said, Diane still went to work, right? She's still an
Yeah.
MP, she's still going strong, and she's still fighting for us, and people are fighting for her, and people had strength to go out there to protest, to write. I'm writing a letter to my MP. Like, I don't have to take this, I don't have to take this lying down, you know. Me, at the end of the day, I'm upset, I'm angry, but where I am able to, in the situation, in the area that I dwell in my ecosystem, if I see anything like this, I'm gonna hold people accountable. That's all I can do. So I'm gonna focus on what I can control. I'm gonna look after myself first and foremost by talking it out, reading articles, having these types of conversations, and getting it off my chest rather than just letting it fester.
If that's what serves you, some people might need to switch it off.
Thank you. Whatever serves you 110%, just do that and just prioritize that. Because at the end of the day, like, this is not the first time something like this is going to be happened, and this is
Not the
not the last
last.
time in our lifetime. But I still have to exist, and I still have to be authentically me. And it just goes to show that no matter what I do, if there was ever a perfected version of myself that is palatable, I'm not interested in creating that version. Because at the end of the day, no matter who I am, where I am, because of the body I'm in, it's going to be more difficult for me. But I'm going to embrace the beauty in the body that I'm in, and I'm going to be myself, because I've got one life to live and stress kills.
I'm grateful that you have the energy for that, girl. Thank you. Thank you
That's
for
my
speaking. Thank you
perspective. That's my
for
perspective.
finding it to speak life into us, because honestly, on this one, I'm at a loss. Honestly. And it's very rare. And I'm
And that's
glad, like
okay.
I'm glad you said it, because like as I said at the beginning, we can talk about our issues, but the premise of this podcast is to understand what do we do next. And I checked out. I was like, I can't. I genuinely can't. So I appreciate those words from you.
I just think all you can continue to do, like, and not in a flippant way, because this is something I live, I just have to be me. I just have to keep it real and have to be me, because at the end of the day, I'm damned, like,
And
Diane
maybe
Abbott didn't do
two.
anything to deserve that. So
Show
even
up,
if she
because
was,
either way.
do you get what I'm trying to say? Because even if she was palatable, there would be some extremists
She is,
saying that some
but the
mad
wickedest
Nazis
thing
about her
is,
anyway.
the wickedest thing is, she somewhat is palatable. Like she's not the most radical of blackness in the political space. The fact that she's even held ground means that she's had to play the game. There are times in her career where she has come under full attack from the black community, where we have felt like she's not aligned. Or her values don't
Oh,
speak to us.
absolutely.
So, I don't even know
It's
the
just a
point
lot.
I'm making. Yes, yeah, a lot.
Yeah, I think what you're trying to say at the end of the day is that she's worked hard and she's been
Yeah, like
consistent,
that's it.
and it
Even when you
hasn't been
show
an
up and
easy ride for
assimilate,
her.
you still can't win.
You still can't win, yeah. So you're better off just to do what you need to do, basically. And that's a lesson that I'm having to learn. I'm sure that's a lesson that you're having to learn. It's a lesson that all of us are having to learn, because the energy you waste in assimilating, you could just be living the life that you deserve to live.
Tailoring your
Assimilating
hair
never gets
language
anyone
tone.
anywhere. It's true. You know, it doesn't get anywhere. And all we can do as part of our activism is continue to create safe community for people to speak about these things. Because
Yeah.
there'll be other people who won't know, won't be able to speak to people about this around them. Hopefully they can listen to the podcast and find some comfort that there are people that share their views. You know, that's what we're kind of here for.
Absolutely.
Right,
Absolutely.
on that note,
On that note,
we're gonna go.
as you open the session, come and find us if you want to chat about
Yeah,
it. Come find
but
us if you want to, tell us how you're thriving or surviving as a Black woman at work. You'll be able to catch myself and Natalie down at the Foundry on Thursday, the 28th of March, which is a nice lead up to the Easter bank holiday weekend.
Absolutely.
I've been working there for the last month. It's a beautiful space.
It
There are
is.
two Black women working there. Big up Chanel
Oh,
on the
love that.
bar. Big up
Yeah.
Shani at the front desk. So there are Black women in that space. They've partnered with us because they believe in our work, and they're happy for us to create this space for our community. So come and find us, people.
Absolutely, and it's going to be one of the many events that we're going to be having this year as we really focus on building our community, and really just appreciating our listeners. So
Yeah.
yeah, like I said, on our Instagram, our hashtag is BWW Podcast UK. Our Instagram is BWW Podcast UK, as is our
That's our
Twitter,
socials, LinkedIn,
all our
Black Women
social,
Working.
everything. You so just make sure you contact, you know, connect with us if there's anything you want to discuss about what we've mentioned in this podcast, any ideas you have for new podcasts, new events, please do contact us at blackwomenworkinguk@gmail.com. And until next time, stay you, stay authentic, and stay doing what you need to do to keep yourself safe.
Absolutely. Much love, guys.
Bye.
Peace out.